Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 80. We are in the 8th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 24 through 26, from the New Living Translation. I was born before the oceans were created, before the springs bubbled forth their waters, before the mountains were formed, before the hills, I was born. Before he had made the earth and fields, and the first handful of soil. This poem described how God made the world. God worked carefully. God loves people. So he prepared a beautiful home for us. Compare this with Genesis 1. The poem talks about the birth of wisdom. This is poetry. The poet is not saying that one day wisdom was born. He doesn't think that before this there was no wisdom, because God was wise even before ancient times. God was wise even before he made the world. God has always been wise. God loves justice, and a righteous person speaks justice. In the world we live in, how does one determine what is just? The law of God resides within their heart. Currently in the United States, there's a lot of deliberation right now about the appropriate handling of refugees and immigrants. What is the just path to take in dealing with them? We can't rely on the Democrats or the Republicans to discern what is just. Don't accept my words as the words of God. Consult the Bible. What does the Bible say about the treatment of foreigners in unfamiliar territory? If you have knowledge of God's law, it may alter some of your perspectives on refugees and immigrants. Proverbs informs us that God's wisdom has existed since the formation of the earth. God's wisdom permeates all of creation. To live a fulfilling and purposeful life, you have to become acquainted with God's wisdom. So let me ask you, is there a friend who needs to be introduced to God's wisdom? How will you present this message to your friend? Well, that's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with more of Solomon's wise teachings. I want to announce that we have a new producer of the show. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. We have an opening for another. If you're interested in becoming our next producer, drop an email to wisdom@renewedmindsets.com. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.